chrysalis, you know, and stay that size. But these grasshoppers, they're beautiful little red and black things. And by the time they grow that big, they're vicious almost. You put a brick on them, they'll move the brick and get off. Oh, they're terrible. They do play hell with it. Some of the plants, red lilies, just eat them up. But shouldn't forget the grasshopper. What kind of grasshoppers do you reckon call those?
I have no idea.
I think the bull grasshopper, probably. Mm-hmm. They're voracious. Mm. And they're scared. They're scared. They've got a beautiful vermilion lying to the wings. They get mad. They've chased children, haven't they? Horrible
grasshoppers. That's it.
Do you ever call a dragonfly anything else? You ever hear it called anything else?
Oh, devil's dawning needle. Well, I think I'm rated up. I don't think we ever call it anything else. June bugs, doodlebug, come home, the house is on fire. Doodlebug, it's called the ant lion. They're walking around very fine soil underneath the house. Underneath any house, probably still see a lot of little doodlebug holes. And doodlebug does that, and the ants come along and fall in, and he sits down at the bottom of the little claws. So he's a little bit of thing, no bigger than that. He got these vicious claws, and the ant falls in, called the ant lion. But we used to sit around, doodlebug, fly away home, house is on fire, children are going to burn.
Yeah, and I was supposed to bring the doodlebug out, but I never saw a doodlebug.
Well, I know that, you had to stir them. But did you say that, didn't you sing that chant?
Yeah.
Doodlebug.
I never saw the doodlebug.
Fly away home, house on fire, children gonna burn. You stir and you never see it. By the time you cover him up, he's disappeared 2 feet under the earth, probably. Yeah, I've seen him real carefully. You see a little bit of claws sticking out waiting to grab the ant when he comes down. I've never seen him grab an ant, but I know that. I've read that.
What do you call the kind that comes in at night and flies around a light like this?
The desire of the moth for the star. Moth, I guess. And some, every once in a while, lightning, what do you call electric bug? Great vicious beetles, hard wings. Haven't seen them yet. Every once in a while, they assail us when we're sitting down on the porch. Mm-hmm. No, but flies around that, moth. That's the moth.
Moth.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear that called a cannon fly?
Yes. Yes, I've heard it called a cannon fly. I haven't heard it in 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. How old am I now? I probably haven't heard it in 75 years. Because they don't have candles in the last 75 years.
Uh-huh. What about kinds of bugs that sting?
Stink bug.
Sting.
Sting, oh. Well, there's a wasp and the yellow jacket and the hornet. Bee, bumblebee, honeybee. And I guess that's all. Wait a minute. Horse, wasp. Why don't Anglo-Saxon?
Yellow jacket.
Yellow jacket, that's right. And the other day I was over at Beach Island, and somebody said yellow jacket sting is worst of all. I never knew a yellow jacket sting anybody. The hornet and the wasp is vicious. And the hornet. But the yellow jacket, I just saw the Georgia Tech team.
Oh, they sting.
They just sting.
Sure.
And the little bitty bugs. It looked like yellow jackets about that big. Used to fly around my horse's head in hot weather. And I forget they have a name for it. They're terrible. Run a horse crazy. And I slap them in the crop. They still. But it's a miniature dwarf yellow jacket. Looks exactly like yellow jacket. Mm. But I had a name. I forget what it was.
What about the kind that. There's a kind that builds a nest under the.
That's a hornet. Or date dauber. I think a date dauber and a hornet, same thing, isn't it? A hornet's nest is a great old thing. And they build it fast in no time. They make one, 18 inches long and 8 inches wide. I mean, through the beam. But the date dauber, he makes little nests under the eaves. Which, well, I've had burn one out on the horny.
Yeah.